In the last few hours, President Trump has fired his third National Security Advisor, John Bolton. In a tweet, Mr. Trump said, quote, "I informed John Bolton last night that his services are no longer needed at the White House. I disagreed strongly with many of his suggestions, as did others in the administration, and therefore I asked John for his resignation, which was given to me this morning. I thank John very much for his service. I will be naming a new National Security Advisor next week." The president's high staff turnover has been well publicised, but the role of National Security Advisor is particularly fraught. A short time ago, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in a press conference that he also had his disagreements with Mr. Bolton.
I don't talk about the inner workings of how this all goes. We all give our candid opinions. There were many times Ambassador Bolton and I disagreed, that's to be sure. But that's true for lots of people with whom I interact. My mission set is always to make sure as I run the Department of State is to deliver America's diplomacy and to work with the team, whether it's the Treasury or the president's staff, to make sure we get good outcomes. I know everyone's talked about this for an awfully long time. There were definitely places that Bolton and I had different views about how we should proceed.
Well, let's go now to our correspondent in Washington, Simon Marks. Simon, good morning. Now, Donald Trump firing John Bolton, he says, but Bolton saying he offered to resign. So did he fall or was he pushed?
Well, that's the big question here. And the evidence that is slowly emerging from the White House tends to Mr. Bolton's version of the story, not President Trump's. As you said, Susie, President Trump insists that he basically told John Bolton last night here in the United States that it was all over and he was being dismissed. John Bolton insists that's flatly wrong in his words. He says that he had a conversation on Monday evening here with President Trump and offered his resignation. And the president said to him, well, let's just talk about it tomorrow. Let's not make any decisions tonight. And when John Bolton arrived at work on Monday, he decided then to furnish his resignation to President Trump. And supporting that version of events is the fact that we know that John Bolton was working as normal in the White House just a matter of minutes before President Trump published those tweets announcing his ouster. He'd been chairing a principals meeting at the National Security Council in keeping with his then role as National Security Advisor, but he has now, we are told, left the White House. He will not be returning to the building. He is very much persona non grata. And what you couldn't hear, or rather what you couldn't see as you listened to that sound clip of Mike Pompeo reacting to the news, was the beaming smile on the Secretary of State's face. It is absolutely evident that these two men could not stand one another. Indeed, Mike Pompeo is said not to have been on speaking terms with John Bolton for several weeks, and there was evident relief on Mike Pompeo's face that he won't have to encounter John Bolton behind the walls of the White House anymore.
John Bolton seen very much as a hawk in the role. So what does it say that he's gone and who indeed may follow him?
Yeah, a hawk not just in the role, but a hawk throughout his career. Remember that John Bolton first came to international prominence when he was one of the key architects of President George W. Bush's decision to invade Saddam Hussein's Iraq in the aftermath of the attacks on America of September the 11th, 2001. Attacks on America that, of course, Saddam Hussein had absolutely nothing to do with. But that thrust John Bolton and his fellow neocons, the neoconservatives, to the fore here. And the question that's being asked in Washington is, so without John Bolton by his side, does Donald Trump's foreign policy become more dovish? Might he, for example, now accept the suggestion by the French President Emmanuel Macron, issued at the G7 summit in Biarritz a few days ago, that President Trump should meet the Iranian President Hassan Rouhani face to face? We know that John Bolton didn't fancy that idea one little bit, but now that John Bolton's not there, might we start to see a more dovish foreign policy emerge, or perhaps a more consistent foreign policy emerge from a president who has met Kim Jong-un, but has abided by John Bolton's advice that he shouldn't get too close to the Iranian leadership?
Thank you very much. Our correspondent in Washington, Simon Marks, there at